With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. May marks the beginning of harvest season when some 800,000 farm workers in California get to work picking food that lands on tables around the world. Though agriculture is a nearly $60 billion industry in the state, many farm workers on the Central Coast don't have enough to eat. KAZU's Katie Brown reports.
For nearly two decades, Ann Lopez has been advocating for better living and working conditions for Central Coast farmworkers no matter the season. Each month, her organization, Center for Farmworker Families, distributes food in Watsonville. On this sunny Friday, she got a flat tire on her way to the event.
Okay, muy bien. Gracias.
No, de nada, no problem.
Oh my God, you got... You don't have to call AAA, nothing. You know, this is the kind of reception you get in this kind of a neighborhood, which is poor, yes, but look what people do for each other.
A National Agricultural Workers Survey estimated nearly 25% of farm workers were living below the poverty line before the pandemic. That's when Lopez started these events.
I found a family hungry in this community, and the kids were crying because they were so hungry. And I thought, we're not going to do this. This is immoral. And then it turned out the whole community was like that. So that's when we called the food bank.
Second Harvest Food Bank was among several organizations that provided food for the first event 6 years ago. Now, over 20 organizations pitch in with items like clothes, toiletries, toys, and household goods. Sometimes as many as 400 families have turned out. This time, roughly 90 showed up. Ernestina, who's asked us not to use her last name, is a retired farm worker who has worked with Lopez for 14 years. She says fear of immigration and customs enforcement stopped many people from coming today.
El temor no nos deja progresar a veces.
She says, fear doesn't let us move forward. Today, many families missed out because there were rumors of ICE. Because of that, who would even show up? Who knows? While people are scared, they also need to have food at home. Fear of the Trump administration's deportation goals means for some farm workers, picking up food here is one of the few places that they feel comfortable going other than work. Ernestina says it's hikes in rent and groceries that keep them coming. The American Farm Bureau estimates half of farm workers don't have proper documentation. Isabel is one of them, and also asked us to only use her first name. She has three kids under the age of 10, came to California almost a decade ago, and has worked in the fields every season since she turned 18.
A veces hasta ir la tienda nos da miedo, y nomás es como...
She says, there are times when even going out to the store is scary. And right now, it's go to work, go home, get food, and go back home. We really don't go out, like to go to the park with my kids, to the store, or even go out and eat with the kids. Another direct relief group that Second Harvest supports is Pajaro Valley Loaves and Fishes. Ashley Bridges is the executive director.
We have such an abundance of fresh produce, organic produce. But access to that is sometimes very difficult. It is also very expensive.
Farmworker families are a big chunk of who they serve. About 120 meals a day and 1,200 food bank baskets a month go out to people who are food insecure. More than half of those folks are farm workers.
We saw a huge dip in participation January 20th, and then people started coming back to get services.
Now, with people working the spring harvest, Loaves and Fishes is seeing less foot traffic. Still, they're bracing for what's to come.
People are starting to go back to work, so we naturally slow down about this time. And that bulks the stereotype that people, once people start getting assistance, that they're stuck on it. And that is definitely not true here.
But when the season's over and needs increase, she says, food will still be there. Katie Brown, KAZU News.